Shema
Israel. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light, the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Sparks Fly Upward, was written by Joseph Mendel.
With the coming of day, he arose and went out, and saw the sun and the green earth in the morning mist, and was thankful.
Blessed art thou, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who removest sleep from mine eyes and slumber from mine eyelids.
As he said the words, he heard the voice of the first messenger who came that day.
They attacked us during the night.
Rest first. You'll tell me later.
Bandits. Wild men on wild horses. They drove off all the cattle.
Bandits? The men are safe? You are all safe?
You don't understand.
Answer me.
There are injuries, but we are alive. Listen to me. All your herds, your flocks, your cattle and sheep and horses, they are gone.
All alive. Blessed art thou, O Lord, our God, who art good and dispenseth good. Now go into the house and eat, and then rest.
With the blessing still on his lips, he heard the coming of the second messenger.
They burned the fields as they rode past. The grain was ready to harvest. They burned it. Don't you hear what I say?
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
You hear, but you don't understand. Your fields are burned. You have only ashes to harvest.
Shall we receive good at the hand of God? And shall we not receive evil?
He waited, as if knowing there was more to come. And the third messenger came to tell his news, how a great wind blew out of the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people gathered there.
My sons and my daughters, all of them.
All of them. Children of one father, all destroyed by a great wind. Now, the people waited for him to speak, but he was silent. His skin shriveled and turned black, and sores opened that ran with blood, and pain poured through him as a fire burns through the heart of a leafless tree. And one who looked on spoke with pity.
Do you still hold fast? Blaspheme God and die.
But he was silent in the land of Uz. The man whose name was Job.
Ask someone, Eliphaz.
Where can he be that we can't find him, Bildad?
Here's someone coming. Ask him, Eliphaz.
All right, Zophar, all right. Excuse me, do you know a man called Job?
Yes, I know him.
Can you tell us where he is? We are his friends.
How did you come into the city?
Oh, by the road from the west.
Then you saw Job.
We're his friends, I said. We did not see him.
He sits by the side of the road. Whoever comes to the city passes him.
I tell you...
Eliphaz... The beggar.
Bildad is right. The beggar with a twisted face sitting in the dust.
No, that can't be. I threw him a coin as we went by.
You're his friends, you say. Then listen, you must tell him to go away. Don't think we others have no feeling for his suffering. I'm not a rich man, but I also leave a coin for him, a piece of bread. Yet the coins are lost in the dust, and the bread grows moldy. What does he want? Why does he sit there, staring, without speaking a word?
We
we did not recognize you, Job. Forgive us. Don't be angry with us. When we passed and
It's enough, Bildad.
I want him to know, Eliphaz. I don't want him to be angry.
He's not angry.
But Eliphaz...
Don't say any more. What is there to say? Knowing your grief, Job, what can we say? We have come to
help, however we can.
You have only to ask, Job.
I understand, Job. How can we speak? There will be time later for speech. We will sit with you in the dust. See, I tear my clothes in mourning. We mourn with you, Job.
Job, come home with me, or go with Eliphaz, or Zophar.
Let my house be to you as your own.
Choose however you wish, only you mustn't sit here any longer by the side of the road.
Give me your hand, Job. We'll go together. I think he doesn't hear me, Bildad.
Listen to me, Job. The mind can hardly take in your misfortune. Then weep and wail. Open your mouth and cry out. Eliphaz, he sits in the dust like a dead man.
Who are we to instruct you, Job? Yet I will remind you of your own words. Those who are not dead must live. Live and mourn if you must. Only end your silence.
Let the day perish wherein I was born, and the night wherein it was said, a man-child is brought forth. Let that day be darkness. Let not God inquire after it from above.
No, Job.
You mustn't talk like that.
I'm no longer silent. What did you expect to hear from my mouth?
A man should not pray for death, Job.
You did not listen. Did I pray for death? Did I ask for it? You don't understand, Eliphaz. I am not meant to be at ease and at rest.
If I speak, will you be angry, Job? How many weak hands have you strengthened? How many who were falling were upheld by your words? Now, affliction has come to you. It touches you. You're frightened, and I understand.
I'm not afraid, but weary.
Then call it weariness. Yet should you complain, or I, or any man, that we have been deceived in life? For affliction does not come out of the dust, nor does trouble spring out of the ground. But man is born unto trouble, as the sparks fly upward.
You wish to comfort me. I am not comforted.
Let me also speak, Job, and do not be angry. You have always walked in God's way. Surely you know that God does not punish the innocent, that if he wounds, he also binds up the wound.
Zophar is right, Job. Only have confidence and remember, did anyone ever perish being innocent?
Oh, you dig a pit for your friend.
You are wrong to say that, Job. Zophar and Bildad mean well.
Did I say, give me a present, give me something of your possessions? Or did I say to you, deliver me from the adversary's hand, from the hand of the oppressors. Then why did you come?
We came because we are your friends.
No. Because you see a terror and are afraid.
Oh, why should you be angry? We have said nothing that is not true.
How forcible are words of uprightness. Affliction does not come out of the dust, you say, and God does not punish the innocent. But I am afflicted. Then what does your arguing argue? That I am not innocent, but guilty?
You twist our words and excite yourself for nothing.
Then teach me and I will hold my peace. Let there be no injustice. Tell me how I have sinned and I will again be silent. Tell me.
God does many things, great and unsearchable. Terrible and marvelous, without number. Where are you going, Job?
You did not answer me, Eliphaz.
I cannot.
If my friends cannot answer, then I must ask elsewhere.
Job, there isn't a single person in the whole city who doesn't sympathize with you.
That's right.
We are concerned about you. You mustn't neglect yourself. You should eat something. Put ointment on your sores. Go someplace private.
Exactly, someplace private.
I urge you, for your own sake.
If not for yourself, then do it for us. It's not decent.
Control yourself.
It gives the whole city a bad name.
What is it? What's happening?
Eliphaz, you have any influence over your friend? Do something.
You stand around him as if he were a curiosity, a strange animal captured. Go about your business.
This is our business.
It was bad enough when he sat by the road where whoever went in or out of the city saw him. But now he sits on the steps of the council house in the middle of the city. Why? What does he want?
How can I tell you? Job, I said, do you have a controversy with us, with the city? And he said, I have a controversy with God. Now, please be good enough to leave me alone with Job. You too, Bill Batten, so far. Let me talk with him privately.
No. Is my affliction private? The whole world knows of it. Then let the world also be my witness and hear what is spoken.
Then you have a controversy, as you said.
Did I say that? Or did I say that God has a controversy with me?
Whatever it was, unsay it now. Remember, you're only a man.
I was given a tongue by him who gives all things. And the tongue moves and asks a question. What is man that you should magnify him, that you should remember him every morning and try him every moment? How long will you not look away from me, nor let me alone till I swallow down my spittle? If I have sinned, why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? If I have sinned, what did I do unto you? Oh, you watcher of men.
He's mad with grief.
I won't listen. I won't hear anymore.
They are afraid. Oh, the words are mine, not theirs.
It is a fearful thing to see a man contend with God.
I? How can any man contend with him who overturns the mountains and commands the sun and seals up the stars? Who does great things past finding out, marvelous things without number.
What are you doing, Job? You speak words and mock them.
I am sick and weary and despised, but I am not a fool. Shall I argue with God? If it be a matter of strength, he is mighty. And if of justice, who will appoint me a time? Do I be righteous, my own mouth will condemn me. Do I be innocent, he shall prove me perverse. You are still here, Bildad and Zophar? You, Eliphaz?
You say one thing and mean another, and mock us and yourself.
And I will not say any more, only...
There is something even you were afraid to say.
Only let him take his rod away from me and let not his terror make me afraid. Then I would speak.
What is he doing, running from one house to another?
He's making marks in the dust with his finger. Eliphaz, he must be delirious.
No, he has a reason for what he's doing. Job! Job!
I'm busy. Can you not see?
I see that you're play-acting like a child.
Oh, no. No. I'm building my case.
Job, you must take hold of yourself.
I am counting the houses of the rich, the powerful, the fortunate. You know who lives in this one? You see, I've made a mark. Thief. It's true. You know it. The whole city knows
it. Stop it, Job.
And this one. I'll mark it again.
Liar! And that house flourishes on the pennies of widows and orphans.
Will you act out the whole of the childish parable?
I am as a child, weak and stripped of all except a swaddling cloth. Teach me.
You do not need us to tell you what you know.
What do I know? That God punishes the guilty, and that the way of the righteous is pleasant. I look with my eyes open, and I see otherwise. Explain it to me.
I do not presume to know all the ways of God. But I believe that the thieves and the liars, the wicked, will suffer for their wickedness.
Oh, you are the wise people, and wisdom shall die with you. But I also have understanding, and I ask a question. Why do the wicked live, become old and mighty in power? Their seed is established before their eyes. Their houses are safe without fear, nor is the rod of God upon them. They send forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. Their children dance.
They are not your concern, those who turn away from God. Think of yourself. And what you must do.
I am thinking of myself. What have I done that I have earned affliction?
It is not for you to question.
No anger, Bildad. Job, my friend, remember if you are now cast down, there is also lifting up.
Again, the same words. I could also speak as you do, if your soul were in my soul's place. I could shake my head at you, and you would have as little comfort as you give me.
How can such arrogance come out of suffering? You refuse to take comfort and peace. You argue with God.
There is no peace. Now I know, and I am doomed for knowing. If I be wicked, woe unto me. And if I be righteous, yet shall I not lift up my head. God destroys alike the innocent and the guilty.
Be still, Job! Are you the first man that was born? Did you listen in the counsel of God and keep all wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we do not? What understanding do you have that is not in us? Are the consolations of God too small for you?
Have pity on me. Have pity on me, oh my friends, for the hand of God has touched me. And I know nothing.
Come, Job. You will go home with us.
How should I know? How should any man know?
You will wash your wounds and rest.
There's a mine for silver, Eliphaz, and a place for gold, which they refine. Man sets an end to darkness and searches out to the furthest bounds. He overturns the mountains by the roots. He cuts out channels among the rocks. His eye sees every precious thing, and that which is hidden, he brings forth to light. Wisdom. Wisdom, where shall it be found? And where is the place of understanding?
Take his arm, Bildad. Help him.
Help me, Eliphaz. Where shall wisdom be found?
God has told you, Job.
I am not like him with his understanding. I am a man and must understand it in my way.
Job, how long will you persist? Your arrogance mounts above the stars. I'm afraid when you talk this way.
And I am afraid. But I will take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hand. Though he destroy me, I will trust in God. Yet will I argue my ways before him.
You are lost. I will not
listen. Uncover your ears and listen. You knew me in the months of old, when the Almighty was yet with me, and my children were about me. When I prepared my seat in the broad place, the aged rose up and stood, and the princes refrained from talking. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me. And when the eyes saw me, it gave witness. Because I delivered the poor that cried, the fatherless that had none to help. I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I to the lame, and father to the needy. Look at me now, Eliphaz, my friend.
I will not look. I will not listen.
You know how it was. When I looked for good, there came evil. When I waited for light, there came darkness. My innards boil and do not rest. Days of affliction are come upon me. Why, Eliphaz? Tell me why.
I cannot answer. I will ask him, who is the cause of all things.
Hear me. If I have walked with vanity, let me be weighed in a just balance. If my step has turned out of the way, and my heart walked after my eyes, then let me sow, and let another eat. If I have lain in wait at my neighbor's door, if I have withheld what the poor desired, if I have made gold my hope, then that were iniquity to be punished. But I am Job, whom you made, and you know what I have been and what I am.
It is my signature. Let the Almighty answer me.
The words of Job were ended, and all who heard them were silent, waiting for the thunderbolt to fall from above. But there was no sign from heaven, only silence.
Will no one speak?
Hold your tongue, Elihu. In the presence of their elders, young men listen.
I have listened, Eliphaz. I have heard your words, and you did not convince Job. You did not answer him.
Go back to your father's house, Elihu, and leave these matters to those who understand them.
Don't argue with me. Here is Job, who is troubled. Help him. Well, you cannot. Then I will speak. Hear me, Job.
I'm tired of words, Elihu. Go back to your father's house and leave me alone.
Are you afraid, Job? You need not be. I am a man as you are. My terror shall not make you afraid, nor shall my rod be heavy upon you.
The young men mocked me in the streets.
No, I only repeat your own words. There is no danger if you argue with me, or I with you. Job, God speaks in two ways, though a man may not be aware.
Do not recite me your lessons, Elihu.
If it is a lesson, then we both may learn from it. God speaks in a dream, in a vision of the night, and in another way, as he has spoken to you.
Look at me with your young and foolish eyes. Am I a man to whom God speaks? He has closed his lips against me and sent me affliction. Then why should I or any man follow the commandments of the law?
Is God a merchant whom you pay in coin of righteousness to buy salvation?
That is not what I said.
Nor did you say. I have suffered punishment, though I did not think to offend. Teach me, O God, that which I did not see. If I have done wrong, I will do it no more. Therefore God spoke to you through affliction.
But I did not know.
Because you did not know, you were afflicted so that you might hear and reflect and turn from iniquity.
It is a bitter kind of speaking that is the same for those who go in his way as for those who turn from it.
You are stubborn, Job. If you do evil, or if you do good, it concerns other men, such as you. When will you understand that your contention is not with God?
Elihu closed his lips and said no more, while Job stood among the people, and no one knew his thoughts. Then, a voice came out of the whirlwind and spoke.
Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me.
The people fell away from Job, and he bent his head and did not answer.
Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast the understanding. Who determined the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who stretched the line upon it and laid the cornerstone thereof. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, he that argueth with God, let him answer it.
Those who were assembled sank to the ground, all except Job, of whom an answer was required.
I am of small account. What shall I answer? I lay my hand upon my mouth.
Gird up thy loins now like a man. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me, who hath given me anything beforehand that I should repay him?
And there was no answer. Then the voice spoke again out of the whirlwind.
Hast thou an arm like God, and canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with majesty and excellence, and array thyself with glory and beauty. Look on everyone that is proud, and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their places. Then will I also confess unto thee that thine own right hand can save thee.
The clenched fingers of Job's right hand slowly softened, and his hand lay open, peaceful, and at rest, and the heavens smiled. It fell upon this day that the sons of God came to place themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? And Satan said,
From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it.
And the Lord said, Hast thou considered the man Job, a wholehearted and an upright man, that there is none like him in all the earth?